to golf, and the world's best speed golfer, New Zealander Jamie Reid, has won the national speed golf title at Fitzroy Golf Club near New Plymouth at the weekend. Now, scores in speed golf are calculated by adding your carded score, this is as in normal golf, with the time it took you to complete your round. On the PGA Tour, the best players average a score of about 69 and usually take up to 6 hours to complete their rounds. Jamie Reid's opening round this weekend was a 68. He did it in 31 minutes and 3 seconds for an unofficial world record score of 99.03. Jamie Reid is with us now. Kia ora, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning, thank you.
All right, you got to help people out here who don't understand how this works. I mean, for a start, I want to know, how many golf clubs do you carry? Are you literally sprinting the whole way?
Yeah, so in speed golf, you're allowed up to 7 clubs. Obviously, the more clubs you take, you have to carry those there, so it becomes a bit of a heavier run. But in the weekend, I just took 3 clubs. So I just took driver, 7-iron, and then gap wedge, and I just part with my gap wedge and just hit like a belly wedge so the ball sort of rolls like a putter.
Right, and so where does the emphasis lie here? Because you could be the fastest runner, but if you can't get good distance on your shot, so how long do you pause before each shot?
Yeah, personally, I just sort of get over the ball and take one breath and then just swing it. So by the time I get to the ball and I've hit the ball, I'm sort of gone within 5 seconds. So it takes the whole mental side of golf out rather than thinking about sort of what you're doing with your swing. You don't have time to think about that. All I'm thinking about is how tired I am, really.
What if you shank it into the trees?
Well, that's it, yeah. So you've got to put a premium on being able to hit it straight, because if you hit it straighter, then you don't have to run as far and therefore your time's going to be better. So you need to make sure that you're taking clubs so that you can hit straight. And obviously, yeah, you don't want to be in the hosel at all.
So what are you doing with that calculation around time versus shots here and, you know, trying to balance that out? How does that work mentally?
Yeah, I mean, it's just trying to work what's best for you. There's some people that come from a running background, and so they'll take less clubs and try and run faster and make up their score there. Otherwise, there's others that come from a golfing background, and they'll take more clubs and try and put a better golf score on the ground. So, you know, it's that balance of trying to find what's best for you. Personally, for me, I didn't take 3 clubs, which is pretty lightweight, really. A lot of people take around 3 or 4, and then I just try and run as fast as I can and just make sure my golf hangs on for dear life.
So you're playing on a full regulation course here? This is a big course, normal course?
Yeah, Fitzroy is only a par 68, so I guess it's shorter than your normal course. But I'm still running 6.5, 7K, so...
So you shot a 68, so you shot par?
Yeah, so it's par 68.
Do you get birdies? You've ever knocked in a albatross or something on your way?
What did I, in six? I had 5 birdies and 5 bogeys, I think, in my 68, so... There's still room for improvement there, I guess, with 5 bogeys on the scorecard. But every now and then I make the odd eagle, but there were no eagles this weekend.
Yeah. Look, I suppose the bonus is you can squeeze in a round of golf and not ruin your day.
Well, that's it. Yeah, a lot of the times we'll go out and play at first light, and, you know, at the moment we'll be finished by 7 o'clock and be back home with the family at 7:30 in the morning like nothing's happened. So makes it a bit easier for us.
I suppose, though, Jamie, the thing is you have to play when no one else is there, because you drive people crazy if you were running past them all the time.
Yeah, correct. So we try and play either early morning or later, just before the sun goes down, so that it's not too many people out there. Otherwise, you're just having to pass everyone and it just becomes slow golf anyway.
Does it help not having to make all that thinking? People talk about golf being such a mental game and psyching themselves out. Does it help?
Absolutely, it does. Like, people would be surprised if they went out there and you don't have to necessarily run around. If you just jogged around or did a power walk and just got straight over the ball and hit it straight away without even doing a practice swing or thinking about anything, they'll find that their golf's just as good, or if not better, than what it is when they play traditional golf. Personally, for me, when I hit tee to green, I hit it better when I play speed golf as opposed to traditional golf. But then the short game's quite hard with the chipping and the putting because you haven't got many clubs. The feel of it can be quite tough as well, so that's where you sort of lose a few shots. But yeah, tee to green, you'll find that you don't lose much at all.
And you play a little bit of slow golf, as you call it, as well, do you?
Yeah, I do a little bit every now and then. Yep. Yeah, so I don't take 14 clubs. I normally just take about 9 clubs when I play slow golf.
All right, so now I want to know an unofficial world record. Why is it unofficial?
So it has to be, I think it has to be 6,000 yards on the scorecard for it to count as an official, and we were playing like 5,300 yards or something like that. It's like, I said, a little bit shorter. That is what it is. I can play what's in front of me.
All right, well, I look forward to talking to you perhaps when you get the official world record at some other later date, because I can't take it from what you're saying. You're not going to be giving this up anytime soon.
No, I'll keep at it, yeah, I'll keep at it.
Well, good luck. Jamie Reid there, speed golfer with an unofficial world record.